With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. A new visitor information center in West Glacier opened Tuesday to let Glacier National Park visitors know what else Montana has to offer. The Whitefish, Big Fork, and Columbia Falls Chambers of Commerce will join forces to share expenses and staff the center this summer. Whitefish Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Kevin Gartland says the chamber's goal is to turn additional information about the Flathead Valley into a boost in the local economy.
Glacier is the engine that drives our tourism economy here in the Flathead, especially during the summertime months. They are the focal point, and the rest of us are kind of bit players in their act. And so Glacier is the star, and we look for this visitor center to help us let folks who are coming specifically to see Glacier National Park know the other things we have to offer in the Flathead.
The visitor center's first year is an experiment set up rather quickly. The setup is a small booth in the corner of the Glacier National Park Conservancy bookstore in the old Belton train station. Gartland says the opportunity appeared this spring when space appeared in the Conservancy's bookstore. Local chambers had to work within already established budgets to find funds for the center's opening. Other towns in the area may join in the visitor center in the future when it can be planned into yearly budgets. Center attendant Hugh Austin helped out the first guest to the information booth, Linda Wilshuin, when she got off an Amtrak train from Portland this morning.
This is the only place I've ever been in Montana. So we're starting here, and then we're going through the park, and then we're coming back and staying somewhere around here, around Columbia Falls, and then we both fly out of Kalispell. So I'm totally new. I just walked in here. I came in this morning off on the train, and
and
I'm looking to find out information about hikes and...
Right. Now, you're looking at day hikes.
Mm-hmm.
There is a book over in this bookcase.
Wilshuin says she'll hang around the park for about a week, but doesn't have a definite schedule yet. The Whitefish Chamber's Kevin Gartland.
Yeah, it's a matter of getting them comfortable with where they're going. You know, it's a little bit of a drive to get there. You got to step outside your comfort zone a little bit. But most folks are coming to Montana. They're not coming here to sit inside the house. They're not coming here to do the usual, the traditional. They're coming to explore things. They really want to find out more about our communities, and that's the type of visitor that we have here in northwestern Montana. They want to feel for what life is like here and what the locals are doing. They love our events. They love our farmers markets. They want to be part of the community and feel like they've discovered something, and we try to make that happen.
The Information Center allows Glacier visitors to preview their options for entertainment and travel. Michelle Martino runs a small bed and breakfast outside of Big Fork. She contacted her local Chamber of Commerce asking about the opportunity of promoting her business. She made brochures available at the booth. Martino holds up a card with the Dreamcatcher logo over a backdrop of Lake McDonald.
A bed and breakfast experience amid the Swan Mountain Forests at the foot of Glacier National Park, Pure Montana. And the backside just gives a description of our rooms and how all four rooms are themed after wildlife that's indigenous to the area.
Martino hasn't had much trouble filling her rooms for the rest of the summer, but the information center isn't designed to bring more people into the area. It's built for people who are already here and to give those people enough information so they will enjoy their stay enough to come back. Kevin Gartland.
This is the way people buy second homes. This is the way people decide to move their family somewhere and start a business or work somewhere. And all those things are kind of secondary strategies for us because we're looking at economic development. And economic development isn't just tourism. It's taking those folks who come here on vacation and showing them that they can actually make a living here, run a business here, earn a living here, and raise a family. And it all kind of comes together.
The Dreamcatcher Lodge's Michelle Martino is an example of someone who was originally living in another state, California, and she saw Montana as a place she wanted to live. She also saw a business opportunity. Flathead County continues to become a place where people come to visit and sometimes stay permanently. The county's estimated population increased 20% from 2000 to 2009. The population in Whitefish, Kalispell, and Columbia Falls all grew more than 37% over that same period, making them three of the top five fastest-growing cities in Montana. The new visitor center in West Glacier will be staffed in the afternoons, 7 days a week. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.